We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's morning show. How are you guys doing?
I was just rocking out to that song.
Yeah. When Vinny walked in this morning.
Better thank your lucky stars. I love that. The way he's just wailing.
Keep on
right
going.
There. That's the end. Fun.
Learn some Green Day songs. Let's sing some.
Yeah, I could learn those.
Yeah.
But I'm sure whatever I choose, you'll go, oh, that one?
No. Just
you've already done that to me.
Or two to...
You've already rolled...
Well, I don't want any Brian Johnson songs.
I know. Well, you burned me. I was learning one, and then you're like, none of those. Oh, great.
I told you, Back in Black or Shook Me are fine, but all the other dreck, like the Bon Scott stuff. Vinny,
well,
learn the songs I want to sing.
Right.
That's what the guitar players in my life do. I don't want to sing that. Learn this one.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to ever be as good as John in a million years. So you, there's just
me
no
Me and
hope.
You have a little special something between
us. I know
us
we do.
You... will play and I will sing
the songs you want.
It will be
right?
So exactly.
Anyway,
I didn't put that part in, but thank you for completing the thought.
Yes, I would like to add to your beginning sentiment there that I think I was rolled out of the random $20 bill I found today.
Yes,
because
yes.
Yuzette knows how to answer without she
without
didn't...
a freaking the she, as though it really was her $20 bill. Oh, yes, I did lose a $20
bill. She stepped, she was walking and stopped, like, stunned, like, oh, because you know how the doorway opens. She's
yes,
like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
I go, I found a $20 bill. Did you lose it? She just steps right into the 20 without skipping a beat.
Yep.
Yes,
I did.
Snatch in her pocket and walks into her office and sits down. I'm like, I think she just stole that. What just happened to me?
What? And then she got out the breakfast menus and goes, I guess breakfast is on me.
Well, that's a nice way to turn it around. So we don't know who's 20th
no,
it
and
is?
The only other two, well, I asked Brandy, he's like, I don't know, I carry a lot of money on me, so I don't know.
He does? Why?
He said, And so
he
I
sounds like
to,
Vaughn.
Yeah, he does.
We have a lot of that on
Vaughn,
our show.
Vaughn never has any money. And the interns are the next people we need to ask.
I so checked them.
Sure. You did?
Yeah.
What about Ethan, who was in here?
Ethan said no. He checked his wallet. He has all his money.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was sort of, it wasn't completely in the path either. Like
it was in a weird spot.
Might have been from someone yesterday or something.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Someone from yesterday bought us breakfast.
Thank you.
There's no way it sat there all night.
Really?
Sure with the janitors that. And.
What janitors? I'm looking around this place. And...
I know. Tell me about it.
I don't know, man.
You know, the one
they
thing
look
they
in,
do,
they go, it's all right.
Yeah, I think so. They empty the trash.
Yeah.
That's about it. I mean, these windows have been like this for like 9 years.
That window, we wrote 43 on it with a dry erase marker when Vinny was 43.
Yeah.
So that window has not been washed in 7 years.
Hey. Yeah.
6 years.
Hey.
Hey. Anyway, it's filthy in here. So,
good morning.
How was everyone doing? What happened yesterday?
So, I was, as usual, the teacher's pet at the dentist.
Oh.
A++.
Oh, good for you, Vinny. Do your teeth feel all slick?
Uh-huh.
Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly right. I stroll in, I get my cleaning. She's like,
Let me upsell you on some stuff. You're
no,
like, you got it.
They don't do that. She goes, another great job. See, you want me to make another appointment? I said, same time, same day, 6 months from now. Mm-hmm. She goes, all set. Have a good one.
All right.
I walked on out of there. Walked right past everybody. Have a good one, everyone. A++, right here.
That is
did you get,
so great.
X-rays taken?
No.
Oh. What do they
He's
do that
need
yearly?
It because his teeth are perfect.
No, they do X-rays every other time.
Yeah.
So once a year. And they're part of my insurance, so there's no billing. And I'm happy to be x-rayed. I like it. Do me.
Do me.
Do me. I'm here.
Do me monthly duties.
Let me leave here, you know, 100%, and then I'm not going to think about it again for...
That is a nice way.
5 months and 2 weeks.
Unless you bite something hard. You know, you bite down on something, you hurt a tooth.
And I don't...
Like, I chipped my tooth a couple weeks ago.
Get out of here. Yeah. What'd you bite?
It must have happened when you were on vacation.
Oh,
I was holding a bead in my teeth and pulling on something, and I chipped. It's super janky.
Hold on.
You all right?
I just have bad eyes. Oh, right there!
In the front teeth. It's awful.
It's tiny.
Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my God, I look like I'm from some place where they have chipped teeth.
You look like the guy from Dumb and Dumber?
So I have the same thing that I got chipped a long time ago from ice. Right in a hat.
Right in front?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to look at her chip, too.
Do you look like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber?
I don't. Not quite, but...
Oh, yeah. You do?
It's funny. I just felt like... I feel like that. I feel like David Letterman. Big gap between my front teeth.
I didn't even know that it was there. I'll wait for Vinny to put his headphones back on. Vinny, I didn't even know it was there until I ran into a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, and he goes... Hey, I never noticed your tooth.
Are
was
you
chipped.
Serious?
And I go, what? I go, oh shoot! Oh well.
So
yeah.
When I chipped it, there was a little piece of tooth in my mouth, and I thought it was a piece of the bead. I spit it out. I'm like, oh, that's weird. It doesn't even look like the bead. Toss it. Looked in the mirror a little later, and now, like the whole change in my mouth, and when you go. With water, like swish it around in your mouth. It shoot like the first time I did that, it shot out between my lips. It like came right out. Like oh my, I know, super ghetto. Anyway, it's on
my dentist list of things to do with my mouth.
Oh, cap that tooth or something?
Something with it.
Oh, get a gold tooth, please. Get a gold tooth.
Oh my God, don't get a gold tooth. That's hot. Please. Don't.
Can they repair that tiny sliver of a
they
probably
can. Yeah they,
and they
can
probably
repair.
Can but
what do they put like a veneer on it or something?
Something. There was several options that they gave me.
They do because
but I was too busy taking care of other stuff that
I have
was,
a
like,
few
last on the list.
What do they call that? There's just wear at the top of the tooth from brushing, like a you know
just
what
the enamel stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they can fix it. Like they have stuff.
They fill it in.
Yeah. It's just it's just like a filling.
That's maybe what I should go do. Like every time I go to the dentist, they're all over me. I have super receded gums, but I don't have any tooth sensitivity. And when my dad got the, and he had super receded gums, and he didn't have any sensitivity, and now his mouth's all messed up because they cut the top of his mouth and take some material there. They put it over the top to bring the gums back down. And like he's had problems, you know, it was incredibly painful, and it was like, well, I put myself through all that, and my teeth were fine to begin with.
Yeah, how much thousands of dollars later?
Right, so I don't. I mean, if they could just fill it, like I'm super shelved out. I have like a full shelf at the top, but
that's
I don't.
What I'm, how is there no sensitivity?
No sensitivity and no pain.
How?
I don't know. I just don't. I guess my nerves don't go very far into my teeth or something. I don't know what it is, but I'm like nothing hurts. Everything's fine.
You need a gold tooth, though. Oh, that'd be so
I'm
hot.
Thinking I'll get like a sapphire on this tooth and an emerald on this tooth just set in there. Wouldn't that be funny? I'll smile at you and look like a little face in there.
That'd be cute.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Wait, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll get your hair real short, get a gold tooth. You are. That is it. Right there.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's
a new look.
Why the short hair? That's like just to be crazy.
It's just so hardcore.
Oh. That's me. Hardcore all the way.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I really, really do. So last night, so good job, A+ at the dentist.
Yeah, plus,
good for you,
plus.
Benny.
Last night, Hooman took my whole family except for me to a movie.
That is correct.
That they're going to review tomorrow.
What movie is it again? It's got a long name, right?
Yeah, the house. Clock? The house with the clock in its walls.
So when you say whole family, the kids went too?
No. Just my husband, my brother, and my sister-in-law. So. They went to dinner first, and then they went to this movie. So is it yes or no? Is that a kid's movie?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a kid's movie.
Is there stuff in there for adults? Like, was it at least enjoyable?
Well, your brother had the line of the night, which I don't want to steal because it's just so funny. But it was the redeeming thing about the film was we saw it in IMAX. That kind of was its saving grace.
But seeing it in IMAX.
So it sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't see that line's not that great. Yeah. How's that the line of the night?
No, that's not the line of the night. That I'm just I'm not giving his line. I'm just saying the saving
grace.
Oh,
I thought you said that that was the line.
No,
yeah. Is he going to say his line when he comes in tomorrow?
He is.
Yeah. That's not much of a line.
I think they're already working on the song. They were going to take a Tenacious D song and work it.
Mm-hmm. Well, who will recognize that?
No one, but it won't matter. They'll be fully. I mean, I don't know. 1% of the audience will recognize it. Everyone. I don't want to say. I don't want to give anything away. Whatever. God, my brother's so nervous and excited.
Is he really?
He just wants to impress Vinny so bad.
He's so cute.
Loves Vinny.
Well, I can't wait to listen.
Do not talk to him about that one thing. Don't do it.
I want him to do it so badly.
He doesn't know it.
What thing?
He can't do it anyway.
What thing?
The routine.
From her birthday
was
like
filthy.
There were people there were radio people who did speeches. There were musicians that did speeches. There were actual comedians that did speeches, and her brother went down in history as the best of the night. I gotta hear this. I mean, it was all anyone could talk about. Oh, you missed her brother.
I don't remember the speech so much as I do the skit.
Oh, I loved the skit.
Yeah, that's what stuck out to me.
I loved that in the skit, my short husband was played by my 9-year-old nephew.
He was super cute.
That was
super adorable.
My husband really loved that.
He had like a fake fro on, right? Like a big old...
Yeah. John does have quite a fro.
John. Anyway. Where were we?
I don't know. We were at...
regarding the movie.
I was going to say, you know, kids' movies are like some of the best movies.
Some of them are absolute crap that you're like...
Agreed.
I've been tricked into going.
Angelina Ballerina can just die.
Mm.
I don't mean to be mean. That was probably mean, but Angelina Ballerina is unwatchable.
I don't know what that one.
Well, you don't want to. But most of these others are so. I could watch. Well, I don't know if Up is a kid movie, but
it sort of is. I mean, all the.
Oh, this is it. It's just murder. I swear, 10 minutes into anything.
Have you watched Shrek yet?
Yeah.
So,
I love Shrek.
Have you seen The Greatest Showman yet?
No.
All right.
Well, that's I haven't been able to watch much lately.
That's not really a kids' movie, homie.
Thanks so much.
I bought Han Solo last night.
Oh.
Started it.
You bought it?
Well, because it wasn't rentable. It wasn't available for rent yet, but there it was for purchase. I'd sat down at like 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Here I am. Let's do this. And then my family started making a ton of noise all around me, and I just went, pause, stop. And I handed the remote to my kid and went, I'm going to go upstairs.
Why don't you watch Angelina Ballerina?
Whatever you want to do.
I don't care.
And
then what happened?
And then I went to bed at 7.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Just shined it on. I took a shower and just said, forget it.
I was in bed at 7:15 last night. I've been sleeping really great.
Good for you.
Yeah, not tossing and turning.
Nice.
It's good. How did you get a good night's sleep?
I did.
I know Sundays are.
I slept and slept and slept.
Actually, Sundays are not great nights. Mondays sometimes are bad nights because you're so freaked out because you need sleep so bad. And Tuesday's always like, I'm back in the rhythm. Just in time for the weekend when you can totally screw it all up again. Well, super fun.
I don't do that quite as badly as you do.
Yeah, I definitely. This past weekend, too. Oh, my God. I can't handle it anymore the way I used to. It's, you know, two epic nights in a row. We're just. It's just, like, my voice is still kind of hagging. Like, don't I sound a little raspy?
Peter Brady.
You think this weekend your brother's going to give you the weekend off? Is that what you think?
No, we were doing shots of tequila last night.
Yeah.
What?
There's no...
He's on vacation, dude. What are you thinking?
Yeah, when I say
we... He had
a
really good interview yesterday, so maybe that'll end soon.
Me, John, Debbie, and Josh.
You did a shot of tequila.
Well, my buddy owns the...
Your buddy owns the tequila.
Yeah, leave out that name.
Yeah.
Tell us, did you do a shot?
Did you do a shot?
I did. I put it on my Alice. I put it on my story on my human
TV.
Oh, so
it's on there. I'll watch that.
Look at it
on my Instagram.
Oh, I should watch your stories. That's right. You do stories all night.
Right.
Oh, that'd be
fine.
I could see how the whole night went.
He was with your family.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
So you had the house to yourself last night.
Yeah, but not, you know, I had to drive my son. He takes a night class, so I had to drive him. And then I came home and I watched the two things I needed to watch. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm alone. I'm going to go to bed. This is fantastic.
When you get the house to yourself, which is rare because not only do you have family visiting, but you also have your regular family around all the time. But when you get it to yourself, are you like, I'm in heaven. Look at this.
It is nice to be
it's
alone.
It's quiet, and I could do.
It's so nice to be alone. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice. But then I, after a little while, I'm like, boy, this is lonely.
Someone around.
I text John. Where are you?
Oh man.
When are you coming?
Text Riley. Are you coming home this weekend?
You and I handle that very differently.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just like to. I don't even necessarily want to talk. I just like to be around people. My people.
Right.
Not just random people.
Well, no, but you're in your house, but I'm saying you don't, you just, I just, right. I just swim in it.
So this weekend, no human, like we had a regular Friday night card game with a couple, Joe and Ariane. And so we're going to an every other week thing, Vinny. So on Friday night, I'll have an easy night. Hmm. It'll be, I'm sure I'll have drinks, but I won't get hammered or
you're
anything.
You're going to their place.
No, they're going to come to my house. And so we'll play cards there. And then Saturday night, John Clark, my brother, Big John, whatever, he's going to make some kind of dinner.
Oh.
So then, it's going to be a very low-key weekend.
Oh, we'll see.
Very, very low-key.
You might be celebrating that he got a job.
Maybe. We'll see.
And frankly, while he's off, he should be partying and enjoying it because he's going to end up at work.
Yeah, he's going to have a job again and be a regular guy.
And be back in the grind and go, oh, why did I waste all that time stressing when I could have had fun.
Right. And so then it'll be great. Look at us. Pretty much on time. Is this a good stopping point? Nobody has anything else they want to throw on the pile
we
here?
We have, at the other side of this, we have the Michelle Obama ticket.
Oh, all right. Perfect. It's so funny. She's doing gigantic places. Like this is, you know, book tours are usually, you know, at the Barnes & Noble. Like, no, not Michelle Obama. She's going big.
I can see why people would want to see her.
How many people can fit in the SAP
Center? Oh, a lot.
Is it 20,000?
I would think so.
Yeah, it's humongous. So anyway, I think they call it an intimate conversation with Michelle Obama. So you and 20,000 of your best friends.
Yeah, 17,500.
All right, we'll give away those tickets in just a second. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.